That 5 seconds was hard. Did not make any noise.
I don't feel good.
Oh, fuck.
What did we do? So we had a plan, right?
Yeah, there was a plan in place.
So our plan for the 100th DBS episode was we originally wanted to watch Godzilla Minus One and drink.
Yes.
And then when we were good and drunked up, functional.
Yeah.
We were going to record this podcast, start it while drinking more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, we couldn't watch that because that movie is unavailable right now.
Right.
So we're like, all right, we'll watch It's Always Sunny or something.
Something. You something know, funny.
It didn't really matter. Something to put us in a humorous mood. But fucking the weirdest thing happened. The rarest thing for us has happened.
We were productive.
We were productive. Oh, shit. We were productive. We sat down, and you've been working on a story. We're like 400 pages into your story.
400 words.
400 words into your novel. Ah, fuck.
I feel bad for you adding into this tomorrow.
It's going to suck. So what happened was you had a story about something or other, and we said, hey, let's knock this story out real quick. We actually did.
Yeah, it just wasn't fast.
We actually knocked out the story, but it was not fast. And we did still drink.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fucking finished the story, and I think it's good.
I hope so. I guess when we take a look at it when we're sober, it would tell.
Yeah. And then something happened. We ate lots of pizza.
We ate some pizza, yes.
And the cookies. Oh, God. You drank so many weird...
Yeah, you just kept on giving me, like four different shots of, like, just weird-tasting alcohol.
You had a...
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter and chocolate whiskey.
Yeah.
Shot of that. And these are double shots, almost.
Yeah.
Not quite a double, but, like, a shot and a half.
It's close, yeah.
So you did a shot of the peanut butter chocolate... ball sack tin, something.
S'mores.
S'mores. Yeah, you did a shot of s'mores, which doesn't even sound good to me.
No, some berry kind.
A really old berry, which is supposed to be a mixer, I think. It's like 40%, but it's like a liqueur, so ew.
Yeah.
And then I think we took a break. And, no, you drank a lacto cooler.
Yeah, most of a lacto cooler.
Which is a Ghostbusters-themed beer based off of the Ecto Coolers from the 80s, which I think they're really good.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad.
And there's a big can, though.
It's a tall can.
Then we ate pizza, and then you came down, and you did a shot of my Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah.
These are all gifts. I didn't buy any of these. I guess everyone thinks I like peanut butter whiskeys. So you got to drink those, and now you're drinking some kind of berry beer.
I have not yet... put that to my lips yet.
Oh, but
hold on. Let's on record. Let's see how terrible this is. Okay. Have you had one of these before?
Yeah, I don't mind them. They're all right.
Ugh. Oh yeah, that actually doesn't taste too bad.
It's a beer. Yeah, I drank also.
And I'm not a big beer guy.
I drank a Rolling Thunder 2024 Imperial Stout by Rogue. It's not a. It's like a Red Bull can. Size, but it's 13.7%. That's what I started with.
Yeah, and it was for starters.
It's for starters, and it was motor oil. And then I, what did I drink after that?
I didn't
do any shots of whiskey.
No.
Well,
you had one of the kind of beer or something, right?
I don't remember, but right now I'm drinking a Me and You Let's Share a Brew Rosé, and it's not very good. And then I'm also drinking this. A little glass bottle of Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey I got. What the fuck was the other thing I drank? I don't feel well.
Did you have something else?
I don't know.
Oh, that's not good. Knocking stuff over.
Yeah, so we're going to record this episode now.
We'll see how that goes.
And for since it's the 100th episode, for funsies, we'll do the original intro music and blend it in with the new music.
That should be fun for you to do with a headache.
I got to come with a name with you, for you.
That should be, oh my God.
I'll do that. No. You are listening to...
Are you recording?
Yeah, I'm fucking
recording. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
The mixer keeps popping. Stop yelling. You are listening to the Drunken Pen Writing Podcast, and we are actually...
the actual Drunken Pen Writing this time.
You said words. I don't know what they were. You know how many
things you want there, Marty. Slowly turning into the fucking equipment guy from Waterboy. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Getting hot.
I'm your host, Caleb James. With me today, Spencer, the Liverpool Lad Liquid Lover Church.
Oh.
You said it was the month to come, and I had
you,
to...
You were doing the month to come.
And you picked Liverpool, so what L word? You liquid. It's not as bad.
It's not as bad as the previous ones. It's not.
I don't... This is Irish whiskey. It's good. It's good, but it'd be better mixed in a drink or ice. Or I'm not a big fan of warm liquor.
Since we don't really have any structure for this episode, I wanted to bring something up to you, which I thought you might find interesting. That I found out on the I was listening to a new episode of the Dead Robots podcast, and the one female she was talking about, I think for her voiceover podcast, she kept getting people
Did she just refer to her as just the one female?
She's just a female on the cat. Veronica, I think her name is.
The one female. Go on.
That,
piece of shit. Go on.
That, she kept on getting people who wanted to do, interviews on her podcast. And apparently there's been this thing going around where, like, people are selling, like, lists to people who are like have books coming out, like, oh, you might want to go, you know, like on this list would be a, you know, different podcast that you might want to go on. So when I heard that, I was like, maybe that's why we've been having so many guests on the podcast is because we're on some kind of list.
We're on a list, all right. I don't know if it's the kind that you're thinking of. We had a couple more people reach out over the last couple days that went on the podcast, and I gotta do something.
Well, we better book those before they hear this episode.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
Or they might not want to be on anymore.
Who gives a shit? Oh, wow, your free publicity is blah, 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 words. Fucking Spencer. Speaking of guests. So, 100 DBS episodes in the bag.
In the bag.
I don't even know where on the regular show. 250, 300, who knows?
Something like that.
I don't think it's that much. That sounds a lot.
It's probably like, because we got like book clubs and Murakami Minutes and stuff like that, so it's kind of hard to...
Regardless, as of now, 2024, March, the March of Ides, I don't know. Who is, you know, we won't single anyone out. So out of all the guests,
yes,
who are your favorites that we've talked to and stuff?
Well...
What's up, bro?
Hey, buddy. He's just sitting behind you.
You come here often?
So I think like one of the most like obvious ones would probably be our good buddy, Nicholas Obregon, just for the fact of the sheer amount that we've had him on. I think he's like the only guy that we've really had on multiple times.
It's been on 3 or 4.
So, and I feel like our conversations with him have always been really good.
We got him booked on Arcade Bookshop,
too. Yeah, I'm not waiting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to tell Bryce. I know you're mad at Bryce.
I am a little mad at Bryce.
I'm just going to put it out on fucking Jump Street. You're mad at Bryce because he didn't have you on the Stephen King.
I am a little upset about that.
And he did other things that upset you. I don't remember what they were.
The not knowing anything about...
Dragon Ball.
But yeah. That was a little upset. I was just listening to that like, no, that's not the thing. That's not what happened.
That's incorrect, sir.
That's incorrect, sir, but...
Well, who else besides Nicholas Obregon?
I have been enjoying...
You are currently enjoying this guest?
Currently enjoying. I do like a lot of the... like, it seemed like a lot of the whiskey tit people we got on
were pretty cool.
Same with... what's his name? I feel bad now, but I'm gonna use the alcohol as an excuse. The guy with the memoirs that we just had. I want to say like I know it's not Toby, but it's like It's something with it. I know it's a T.
Tyler Gore.
Tyler Gore, yeah. He was really fun to talk to. That was a really entertaining podcast just to, just to talk to him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about you? Instead of putting it all on me, what do you got, big guy?
I really, really liked when we had, what the fuck's that guy's name? He got the soothing voice. Neil Gaiman. I like when Neil Gaiman was on. I really enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah.
We talked about books.
Books and stuff.
I like when Kathy Bates came on.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about that scene in about Schmidt where she was naked in the hot tub. Hot!
So hot!
Hot! No, I liked, obviously, Nicholas Obregon's always fun to have on.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Gore, I really liked that conversation. I found Dr. Michael Caporelli.
That was interesting. That was a very interesting conversation.
That was definitely one of the ones where I had to put my professional hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend I knew what I was doing as an interviewer. Thought that was all right.
Cough into the mic, Caleb.
Sorry. I'm just going to drink while I'm coughing.
What about the Lone Ranger guy?
I was going to bring him up.
I liked how that episode toned out. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to bother me. I liked that episode. James Mitchell was fun to talk to. You said the whiskey tip people, saggy meniscus people. You know what? This was a little bit of a pushback from a couple years ago, but Benjamin Cross. I like talking to Benjamin Cross, too.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Benjamin. It would be nice. We should maybe reach out, see if you got anything.
New book or something.
New coming out, or even not, just to touch base with him. I think that would be an interesting.
We need to have Matt Holland back on again, too.
Yeah.
Because he's always doing stuff.
I feel bad, though, because I haven't read anything else.
Except for Hair of the Dog.
Yeah, you know, the first one, like.
I read his short stories when he posts them on his website, but that's once a month, usually. But, that's a problem with most of these guests. Like, I don't generally read their stuff because I don't either have time or it's too short of notice to read.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I do feel bad about that when we have, a really good guest on. It's like, and I haven't read anything you've put out.
Yeah. I mean, I try to at least watch the videos and the stuff on them, but, yeah. Oh, you're sick, fuck.
Yeah, I backed up.
You fucking, fucking shit your pants on there.
I like books and I like them a lot.
It's so bad they can smell it through the podcast.
Ew. I was trying to think of, because I think Nick Obregon was our first guest.
If not, he was one of the first, if not the first.
I want to say he was the first because we had no idea what we were doing.
None.
And that was a pretty good start.
Yeah.
Like an actual published by Penguin real author, and that's our first guest. And he's been a cool guy ever since. For some reason, he still talks to us. But
good guy.
Yeah. Then we had a few other good guys from the.
I mean, really, other than the one podcast guy, like the one guest we've had on the podcast, I think we've lucked out pretty much on guests.
Say his name.
I don't even fucking remember it.
Say the guy's name.
I don't even remember his name. I just remember his profession and. You all right there, big guy? You didn't even take a drink of anything.
This is fire, man. It's good. I'm going to keep drinking it.
It's like one of those little, like things that have alcohol you get on, like.
Travel bottle.
Yeah, on the airplane.
Which, who the fuck needs, like, 10 of these on the airplane?
I mean, I guess, like, if you're flying to, like, Japan or something, I could,
You're a raging alcoholic, I guess. I just think it's weird that they even would serve alcohol on a plane, let alone let you have your own alcohol on a plane. It could be anything.
You can take your own alcohol on a plane?
That's what these are for. Travel size. I mean, I use them as testers.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want to try this Tullamore Dew, but... Oh, my God. Oh, I can't breathe. Talk about...
Just breathe. Morning. Just breathe, Caleb.
No, because the hiccup's coming. It's stuck. That's the pizza. It's blocked up from the pizza and cookies.
Well, that's what happens when you have your own flat margarita pizza.
Drink your beer.
I've been drinking it. I got a couple of sips. Look, I'm almost down to the label.
I got that for free.
You drink your thing. I've been drinking more stuff than you've been drinking. And my tolerance is lower than yours. You're like a raging alcoholic, so I don't hear it.
That's Bryce, not me. He drinks every day.
I have been noticing that on the
podcast.
Yeah, on like especially on the cafes.
He's always drinking a beer. Well, he works at a cafe beer part time, so he gets beer for free, I guess.
Like, I didn't know there was beer in that place that he.
I think it's a brewery and then a cafe on the side.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Microphone working.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because you've been going away from mics so often. It's kind of hard to tell.
I think it's all right. Okay, so besides the guest, I feel bad because I'm forgetting everyone that wasn't on recently.
yeah, that's rough.
What about the books you've read this year?
That hasn't been a lot. Because the Divine Comedy took up the first couple months finishing.
That fucking book. That fucking asshole Italian.
Are we ever going to fucking do an episode on it? Because I feel like
dive back into it now.
I'm going to be so mad if we spend all that time and if we at least don't get an episode out of it. Because I'm like, then what the fuck did I read this for? Why didn't I just stop after the Inferno? Because I feel like that would have been the perfect place to stop is just after the Inferno and not read anything else.
Benjamin McAvoy's Hardcore Literature Book Club this year. They're reading The Divine Comedy. Ooh. I thought, and then he announced that they're reading The Inferno.
Just The Inferno.
Nobody reads the other shit. Nobody cares about the other two.
I was actually, I was listening to one of the newer episodes of the KingCast, and they were talking about 1408.
Yeah, the movie's based off of the Divine Comedy.
Yeah,
the Inferno.
Yeah, and that's what the thing that the guest was bringing that up. How they thought, like in the movie, like a lot of the stuff that they brought up kind of dealt with that. And I was just like, I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen that, but maybe now since I've read it, that would be an interesting thing to check out. But
the story doesn't have any of those elements. It's only he goes in the room. He's in there for like a second.
Yeah.
The because it wasn't really supposed to be a story, even though it's really good. Fuck, I don't feel right.
I'm feeling hot.
I'm feeling hot.
I'm feeling sweaty.
My chest burns. Oh, God. I'm sure stuck with. I still got to drink my lacto cooler.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good after this fucking whiskey.
And your whiskey and then whatever you have left in your can over there.
How much is it? 50 milliliter. 50 milliliters. It feels like a gallon. Like
you've been nursing it. It seems like you can only take a sip out of it at a time.
I'm not a chugger.
Yeah.
I could do shots, but I don't like them. You were doing those shots. I was surprised you didn't fucking Ralph all over the place. It looked gross. Did not look good at all.
They were rough.
Yeah.
Well, what I tried to do is I just tried to throw it down to the back of my throat without tasting any of it to just get it down in the gullet.
Yeah, you just gullet. They're right in the fucking...
In the gullet.
Gullet.
In the gullet.
Wait a minute. I gotta talk to you about something.
To me?
You listen to me, piece of shit. I gotta talk to you about something.
You listen to me, you piece of shit.
No, you had... You bitched about something earlier.
Okay.
And I don't remember what it was now, but I feel like it was about Arcade Bookshop. What was it?
We didn't do this already. Is this a fucking Stephen King episode?
No. I thought it was something else. It might not have been Arcade Bookshop at all. I thought you were bitching about something that we could rectify, and I don't remember. I don't think it's important.
It's not. Whatever it is, it's not.
The point is, having hosted the hottest Drunken Pen Ready Name podcast on the internet.
Yeah.
I think it's my obligation to tell you.
Me.
To tell you that you need to host the next 50 episodes because I'm tired of it.
No.
No, we did the 100. Now you do the rest.
No.
We switch sides.
The quality were drastically incline.
Incline?
Decline.
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 Because if it drastically inclines, yeah, we're switching.
No.
I think for the 200th episode, we should break this mixer into a million pieces and burn it.
You keep on talking about that mixer over there.
I fucking hate it.
It just so sucks that the good ones are so expensive.
I mean, this was the top of the line when we got it, but it's obsolete now.
It's like 5 years old, right? Six years old?
Even after I edit this, I'm sure the audience will still be able to hear the numerous pops that I keep hearing when you're fucking yelling and flapping. Goddamn head over there. Fucking, I really wanted to watch that Godzilla movie.
It looks so good.
Oh, fucking goddamn it. Why won't they let it on anything? Drink this whiskey.
chug it.
It's some good ones that hit your lips.
This might have been the one episode where we should have had like
a video.
Yeah, a video just to see how fucking Grimace's face is as we try to finish our drink.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man. Mindy was supposed to do the intro for this one, and she bailed.
She was not feeling it. Maybe we might be able to convince her later to do it later.
I already did the intro, though.
We can have two intros.
The cold open intro.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Come Boy Podcast. What the fuck does that mean, Mindy? The fuck does that
mean? She just go off the wall sometimes.
She does. And then we have Spencer, the cum gargling, drowning in cum, loving cum. Like, why so much cum talk?
Too much cum.
Too much ejaculate. Oh, no. I pressed my button. I'm louder.
I feel bad for you, Caleb.
So, publishing, are you excited for your next round of submissions?
I'm interested to see what the story that we were working on earlier
does. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be should be interesting. But other than that, I've been stalling out on
stories. Yeah.
Oh yeah, on stories. Like I'll get them started, and like then I just kind of peter out, and I.
Well, maybe you need to get drunk while doing
it. Maybe that's what it is. I need to get drunk and then just dictate the story to you.
Well, I type it up real fast. Yeah.
As you're also drunk.
So much drunk. And then Grammarly could correct the typos.
Yeah, that should be an interesting edit once we're sober again.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? Why do we think the testicles bursting was such a cool scene? So, it seems that everyone hated your manager story.
Yes, it seems like everybody hated that. Nobody wanted that.
Wherever you submitted that, I don't think you submitted to that many places.
There's like two or three, but yeah, nobody wanted it.
Hated it.
Nobody wanted it.
I think actually you got two no replies.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
One rejection.
Yeah.
Not a good sign.
No.
Your bird story, I think you only submitted that a couple times.
But still rejections.
Rejections and maybe not a... But I think this story will land.
Well, what gets me about the bird story is the place that...
Rejected it. It was so specific.
Yeah, like it was just... The only thing in the prompt was like, murder bird story. And I feel like I wrote a murder bird story.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know.
Well, that's like a few of the stories I wrote that were super specific. Like the one that was a brochure for a fictional place. I can't submit that anywhere. I don't even know if I put that on my website. It's like, I can't do anything with it.
Right, yeah, it's such a weird...
Yeah, then my bird story was also rejected. I was like, well, I can't do anything with this fucking bird story. So I just, I think I put that one on my website. I don't even remember what it was called. Then my writer's retreat story, specific to the writer's retreat theme, I have nothing else to do with it. So I submitted to a few places. I got... two or three rejections on it because it doesn't fit what they're looking for because it's long.
Yeah,
so
it's a longer story.
Because most places don't want stories that deal with writers. Like, even if it's a horror story, like, because that's a trope, you know?
Yeah.
So they don't want, oh, I want a story about a writer. So it's like, well, what the fuck do I do with it now?
Though you might know because you have a little bit of a broader reading than I do. Like, I know that, like, that's a trope as, like the writer... Like, with, like, a lot of Stephen King stuff, like, a lot of his characters are writers. But do you find that in, like, a lot of the fiction that you read is, like, that deals with, like, the main character being a writer going through whatever it is that they're going through?
I've seen it quite a few times, whether it's Murakami's work or, like you said, Stephen King. And like, usually writers have, in their bibliography, at least one writer character, you know, but... but like horror, it seems like horror, that's where there's a lot of writer tropes. It's like always, oh, because it's easy because it's not like a real day job.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about 1408. That's an easy story because he's a writer, so that's why he's there.
Yeah.
If he was a fucking car salesman, it'd be like, well, that's, you really have to push why he's at his hotel and all this shit. Like the writing makes it easy. But any job, like writer, artist, anything like that, is easier because they don't have a 9-to-5 they're going to.
It leaves them more open to go through whatever it is that they're experiencing.
Yeah, like if you folks listened to our last Murakami Minute episode with Nicholas Obregon, where we discuss Haruki Murakami's faults in his writing, the main thing we bring up is the fact that all his characters seem to not have jobs, or they're if they do have a job, but the job they don't have to be at, you know? So it's always like this workaround where it's like, okay, this character doesn't necessarily have a real life, so they're free to do all these fucking adventures and shit.
If I remember correctly, and like, again, like, other than like the short story collection and stuff that I've read of his, doesn't it seem like it, like you guys were saying, or like, you know, Obregon was complaining about, like, because like a lot of the characters don't even like have like names or just like a first name, right? Like, you don't even really know much of, like, isn't it like a lot of like an unnamed protagonist? Yeah.
Unnamed, or just like you don't know much about them. It's, yeah, they're never fleshed out. And the few of his works that I really, really like, they're fleshed out. Mm-hmm. But even then, usually it's somebody that's like, they're just something the action happens to. They don't induce the action, you know?
Yeah, they're the, I remember seeing a thing where they're like the, it's like a certain, like, where, like, you know, like you were saying, like, the stuff happens to them other than them going out and changing.
Yeah, they're almost the catalyst for the action versus, like, you think of Neo from, I mean, we brought this up in that episode, but you think of Neo from The Matrix, it's like he's brought into this world. He doesn't go into this world on his own. The world comes to him.
Well, the reason, because, like, that's popped in my head, because remember, a couple years ago, we started watching a couple of those not totally mock YouTube videos where it's like the guy from YouTube talking about different like Dragon Ball characters and stuff, and like Goku. I think it's a passive character.
Yeah, passive character.
Where like Goku, he like things happen to him. Those actions like change like the people around him, but he doesn't like actively go out searching for these things. Like a lot of the stuff happens to him, other than more like a, I don't know what exact an example of like an active character, I guess, would be, to where like they go out and like kind of push the story forward.
Like Goku in future season, like the Super, Goku's more active because he's the reason the tournaments happen, basically. Like he's active in the tour, but in like the early Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, like a lot of things just
He's reactive to the
He's reactive to everything. But that's one of those things when you're a writer, you think it's like, should I write a story where the character's reactive and it's just things happening to them out of their control? Or is it a story about the character who is causing the conflict in their life? And people usually, I would imagine people would just say, oh, yeah, it's obviously they have to be active. If it's reactive and they're passive, that can't be a good story. But if you think of most great stories from the 20th century, like war stories, the characters aren't generally out there causing the action initially. Why are they in World War II? They were drafted or, you know, like they don't necessarily create the action, at least initially. But if you want to do like a good character arc, like I brought up Goku and Super, you know, eventually they do cause the action. And that's also a good way to do a villain arc.
Yeah.
Or even an accidental villain arc, or where it's like, oh, you're trying to change your life and create the action, but then you're the reason bad things. Because, you know, would all this horrible stuff happen to Earth and things when people were trying to come fight Goku if Goku wasn't there? It's like the Batman thing.
Yeah.
Would the Joker be killing all these people if it wasn't for fucking Batman?
Yeah, would there be a Joker and a Riddler and all these stuff if it wasn't for Batman who inspired them?
I'm going to get another beer. You tell the folks about this. The wonderful Hellblazer book.
Okay, so for the comic book book club that me and Caleb go to every month, last Friday of the month, for this...
Say better words! Attend
every month. For this month of March, we are doing the Sandman Universe John Constantine Hellblazer, written by Simon Superior.
He sucks. Shitty Flash run.
He does. He's currently doing a Flash run that I'm not a fan of.
Terrible.
Not good, but. The owner of the company. There is not a lot of running in the Flash book. That's the main. That's the main problem. But the owner of the comic book store is a huge fan of this series. He's a big John Constantine Hellblazer fan to begin with. So the fact that it met his
approval,
I am looking I'm looking forward to hopefully liking it. I just hope that he apparently has a better handle on the John Constantine character than he does on the Flash character.
I'm liking the art here.
Well, as you flip through, you notice there's different art for different issues, I think. And also, I'm pretty sure that Simon Superior is a is a Brit, so he might have a little bit more of a insight when it comes to the John Constantine character too, just because, you know, from he's also a Brit guy too, so
British.
A Brit.
English.
In English.
In English.
In English. a red coat, right? And the British were red coats. Oh, you got the ecto cooler. How's that feel after everything?
It's tart. It's good, but it's like, yeah. Yeah, it kind of tastes like that, actually.
Honestly, I'm getting close to like the halfway mark on this berry Swiss thing that you got me drinking.
Weiss. Uncultured swine. It's berry Weiss. You know what's hilarious?
Us talking right now when we shouldn't be?
No, let's go political.
Oh, God.
So Barry Weiss, the name of that beer, is also the name of that lady that was on Joe Rogan before years ago. And I don't know if she's been on recently, but she's like super liberal. I think she worked for like the New Yorker or something. Right wingers hate her, but now I think liberals are starting to hate her for, because I think she's a Jewish lady. So, you know, whatever is real Palestine stuff. But her name is Barry Weiss.
Yeah.
She's a beer.
Oh, so she's, like, in charge of that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with it.
Just a coincidence.
No, it's just a berry beer, and a Weiss is a kind of beer, so it's a Barry Weiss.
Ah.
But her name is also Barry Weiss.
Oh.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate for the Leinen Kugel company, because she's controversial. And you know what? I'm going to say it. I thought she was kind of a fucking idiot on the Joe Rogan Experience.
I don't even remember her talking on it, to be honest with you.
Well, I remember she was making fun of Tulsi Gabbard. And she called her a Saudi toady, because it's like one of those liberal talking points, I guess. You know, like what they do in the newspapers where it's like, I don't have an opinion of my own, but this is what I'll say. And then I think Joe Rogan just, you can look up the clip because I'm probably fucking it up, but he asked her, he's like, well, what's a toady? And she didn't know. And it was embarrassing. So anyway... Hold on, I'm looking up Barry Weiss. I'm sure that's actually her name, and I'm not just fucking being an idiot and have to cut all this out. New York Times is what she wrote for. Yeah, her name is Barry Weiss.
That's weird, like a female being named Barry.
B-A-R-I. It's a different kind of Barry.
But regardless, like...
regardless.
You know, normally it's like Barry, I think of like, you know... The Flash, who solves everything by just running really fast.
Barry Allen. That touches on something I want to talk about in 1 second, but I will say this one thing about Barry Weiss. Because if you listen to this show all the time, you'll have no idea, because we actually don't bring up politics on the show.
We try not to, but we do.
But the one thing I dislike most, whether you're right wing, left wing, liberal, conservative, I don't really care about, you know, your opinions on that so much, as long as you're not in... competing on other people's rights and stuff and being an asshole. But the one thing that does bother me are the people that do like that fucking outrage shit. So like these outrage media people who, you know, don't actually believe what they say.
We've talked about this a lot, and just when it comes to just like
provocateurs.
Yeah, when it comes to just like, oh, I didn't like the She-Hulk show because, and it's like, you probably didn't even watch it, but you just know that other people are complaining about this, so you're complaining about it to get views.
Exactly. That's what I feel Barry Weiss is one of those people who, again, calling Tulsi Gabbard a Saudi, which I'm not like a Tulsi Gabbard fan, but calling her a Saudi toady, and you don't even know what a toady means. Like, you just, it's literally what they tell you to say or what other people at your newspaper say. And then that's what you fucking spout. It's like, you don't have your own opinion because you don't actually believe it. Like that Tommy Lauren chick, I remember, came out for, she went against Fox News by saying, I forget what show she was on, but she was like, well, no, I think women should be, you know, not necessarily they should be allowed to have abortions, but they should be able to choose.
Yeah.
Like the government shouldn't be able to dictate what women do with their bodies. And then they, obviously, Fox News, like, fired her and blasted her and all this shit. But it's just like, see, when these people actually have an original opinion or their own ideas and they share it and it goes against their base, bam. All of a sudden, people shit on them and, you know, they lose money. So that's the thing that really gets me is like, where are your morals versus money? Do you just care about the money? Because then I don't want to listen to you.
Well, and then, like, that's where the problem comes in, because like, I find myself being like not informed on a lot of things just because like I don't have... the mental capability to sift through a lot of the BS.
It's a lot, yeah.
And then so like I find myself at a disadvantage because like I don't know, but then it's just like I don't. It makes it just like, and it's probably what they wanted to make you so you don't give a shit, so you just go with like, oh, I've always voted. Like, I've always been a Democrat, so I'm just going to vote a Democrat. Or I've always been a Republican, so I'm just going to, like, you know what I mean? To other than more like, we can go and actually try to be like, oh, well, I've been a Democrat most of my life, but this election, I find, like, this Republican candidate might have more, you know, I might align myself more with that, as, like, this time around. Like, you know what I mean? I find, like, that's, like, a real, like, catch-22 that, like, they make it so you either can't or don't want to give enough a shit to look into the issues to actually see.
Well, if you're a centrist, you just immediately get lumped in with one category or the other, and you get
blamed. Because I've been seeing this with like Jon Stewart a lot since he came back to the Daily Show for just like Mondays.
Yeah,
is them giving him shit for being like a centrist, we're making fun of both parties, and it's like
he can't make fun of Biden.
And but he does though.
Well, that's what I mean. But like, he can't make fun of Biden without the left be like, "Oh, you're not a left. You're not a liberal. You're a piece of shit." Yeah. And it's like, well, for one, Joe Biden was a racist piece of garbage his whole career anyway.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, fucking Trump is a piece of shit. But so Biden wasn't better.
They're both garbage.
Yeah. Like you can like go by the policy. So if you like Biden's policies better, okay, that's acceptable. But to say like Biden was like, oh no, at 80 years old, now he's just not, he was never racist or garbage or anything like that.
And it's like,
you're just pretending.
And also, like, I will put out there, like, yes, I will acknowledge that Biden is basically just a meat puppet for the Democratic Party.
He's dead.
That they just fucking plant out there and they get the marionette in the background moving him around.
He is a Weekend at Bernie's corpse.
He is. The whole politic landscape and stuff is just a fucking farce nowadays. That, like, both candidates suck ball sacks.
They're horrible.
They don't suck ball sacks. They fucking suck grendels. That's what they do. They suck goddamn grendels.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm sick of it all. I don't even like talking about it anymore. It's fucking annoying. Because people get so hard up on either side, and it's like, if you say like, oh, I'm a MAGA Republican, or I'm a whatever the fucking term, rhino, or whatever the non-Trump Republicans are, or I'm a Democrat far left, it doesn't matter, you're a loser on any of them. Don't fucking connect your wagon to any of these stars, they're all fucking terrible. If you're an independent thinker, you would that's the thing. It's like you would want to go with it's always the lesser of two evils. Yeah. You shouldn't have to fucking do that.
Well, that's like, again, just back to like the Jon Stewart thing, which I think I showed off. It was just like of being like a centrist where it's like, I agree like with like some parts of this party and I agree with some things of this party. And it's like, you get fucking shunned for that.
Yeah.
Like you can't like, they're like, no, you have to pick one or the other and ride hard with that. And it's like, well, what about if I don't want to? Yeah. Like, what about, like I said, like, I agree with some things with this party and I agree some things with this party. Like, why can't I do that? Like, why can't that be acceptable?
It's really annoying. It's like they don't want you to be able to choose or have an opinion that goes against, like, the mass media. It's fucking annoying. I think, personally, that... Make sure my knob's pushed.
Push that knob.
I feel like if you're able to think critically, you could think like, I want the party that's not going to take away rights.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a party that's going to take away women's rights, gay rights, you're going to burn books and make it so people can't read. Fuck that party.
Yeah.
That's my thought. But then also, if you're the party that's going to censor speech, make it like, you know, Canada, the super far left party, they have hate speech laws. I think is it Canada that was trying to implement a fucking like a death penalty or a life in prison penalty for hate speech?
I didn't hear about that, but it wouldn't be that surprising considering like the, you know, just what you hear about up there.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous. But just like if the party is like, again, if you're a censorship party, if you're about limiting speech, whether you like it or agree with it or not, like, no, fuck you. Like, don't tell people what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm personally one of those people that's minimal government.
Mm-hmm.
I think the more, like, the, if the answer is more government, that's never you good. Know,
it's very, with Ron from Parks and Rec, who is just
libertarian.
Yeah, or just like, you know, like, he hates the government, but he works for the government, yeah. But he tries to, like, fucking stall and fucking cause as much grief as possible. But yeah, it's just like the, when you were talking, I had a point of, like, what was it? Like, something about, like, oh, like, you know, you see, like, a lot of Texans, like, you know, it's like, but, like, the freedom and stuff that they have down there. And it's just like, well, what about whenever, like, that freedom goes, like, a little too far, or, like, whenever a couple years ago when they actually got, like a big, like, snowstorm in Texas, and, like, everything fucking shut down because there's no regulations in there.
People were dying.
Yeah, because, like, there was no regulations of to make sure, like, check this to make sure that this works or whatever. It's like, oh no, you just got the freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like, not always great. Like,
didn't people's electricity bill go into, like, the thousands too?
Probably. I mean,
that's like, that's more of a slight against the free market bullshit.
There could probably, like, too much freedom's probably not a great thing.
Anarchy never works.
No, yeah.
Yeah, we need, you know, just a happy middle, but, going back to your point earlier, yeah, of DC superhero names and just comic book names in general.
Okay. I don't remember that, but okay.
Well, you mentioned Barry Allen. Okay. I was going to say I wanted to touch back on that. This we'll get in the episode with. I really appreciate the fact that comic books are able to create such, at least have been able to create such, great names that are so basic, but mm-hmm. have stuck into the, culture. And a lot of it's using alliteration.
Well, that's a lot of Stan Lee there. Alliteration, yeah, was his big thing.
Peter Parker, Bruce Banner.
Yeah, you don't get it. I don't think you get as much of that in DC's pantheon. I mean, you get, like...
But DC still had great names. So,
oh, yeah.
Let's do DC first. So, Bruce Wayne.
That's a strong name.
That's a two first names. I think that's maybe where they go, is a lot of two first names. Barry Allen.
Clark Kent.
Clark Kent's a good one.
That's a
strong short names.
And they probably wasn't thinking about this when they created, but that, like, is, like, almost like the perfect name for, like, Kansas City. You know, like, yeah, a Kansas, like, middle of the country kind of, like, homeboy country name is Clark Kent. Like, I think that really sticks well.
Wally West.
Yeah.
Who are some of the more outlandish names?
Outlandish?
Well, you could do that. I'm going to name some of the fucking random Marvel, again, alliterations, like the Reed Richards. But then they do skew sometimes. So you do have your, like, Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
Like, which is a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
So you get some that aren't necessarily alliterations, but they're still good names. But again, they're always simple.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to DC, like, some of the cooler names that are less simple are, like, Solomon Grundy.
What about, like, Ra's al Ghul? That's a badass name.
The villain names are all... If you notice, the villain names are more... Not necessarily convoluted, but they're cooler.
Mm-hmm. Well, but go back to Marvel. Victor Von Doom.
Victor Von Doom. That's an awesome name. Octavia... What is it? Doc Ock is...
Octavius.
Otto Octavius. That's a fucking great name.
If that's not foreshadowing, I don't know what is.
Yeah. What's Green Goblin?
Norman Osborn.
Norman Osborn. That's a perfect, like, Lex Luthor is a perfect villain name too for DC.
You know what? I just realized, because, you know, like with Spider-Man, you get Peter Parker, and I didn't realize right now that they did that Brian Michael Bendis did the same thing with the newer Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a strong name too. Like, that's a good name.
What was the Spider 99 or whatever he was?
Oh, Miguel O'Hara, I think. Something like that.
And nobody remembers him because his name was Poopy.
Yeah.
That's no good. You know what I always thought was funny out of all the names, though? The one who is one of the most popular characters ever who did not really have a memorable name was Wolverine.
Well, yeah, because the different
Logan is a cool name, but yeah. What, Howitt?
James Howitt, yeah, is like his actual
James Logan Howitt.
Yeah.
Not a good name.
Mm. Yeah, it's very
What was Hawkeye's Clint Barton?
Yeah, Clint Barton.
Not the best.
No. That's strangely like that seems like a real name.
Yeah.
Like if I work with Clint Barton, like that would make sense.
But then like Steve Rogers. Mm-hmm. All American name. Tony Stark, like almost like a rich guy name.
Yeah.
It's crazy how they fit. It's like, do you think they would fit if you didn't know the character?
Mm.
You heard Tony Stark, you'd be like, that sounds like a billionaire. But maybe.
Maybe.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Stark. That's a cool ass name.
Fucking Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan.
That's a good name.
Yeah. That, you know what though? I never felt Hal Jordan was a Green Lantern type of name, like, or John Stewart. For some reason, there just seemed too everyman to be a Green Lantern. I don't know. I guess, is Green Lantern supposed to be like an everyman character?
Well, yeah, because they're kind of like, you know.
I never read Green Lantern.
They're like they're basically space police. Okay. For the most part, you know, they each have their own sector, which is basically their own beat in the universe where they have to take care of things. What about, because like those are the first two, because there's been a lot of Earth Green Lantern, so we'll run through them real quick. Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Guy Gardner,
alliteration.
Kai Rayner,
no good.
And then two of the newer ones is Simon Bowles or something like that. And
garbage,
and then there's a lady that I can't think. The alcohol has been. Jessica Cruz. Jessica Cruz is her name.
Shit. You know what's a great rich guy name?
Though, real quick with the Jessica Cruz, they did do an interesting thing with her because, like, you know, Green Lantern, their rings are powered by willpower and all that stuff.
Lesbian with the green dildo.
No, she actually has, like, a anxiety and stuff like that, so she has to, like, overcome that with, like, the...
I fucking hate it. I don't want my superheroes anxiety. You got powers. Stop being anxious.
Oh.
You know what's a good rich guy name?
What's that?
Oliver Queen.
Oliver Queen. That's a good one. I like a...
Ollie Queen. That's a rich guy.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. But we're just rambling. I was waiting for you to come up with another section. Since we don't have the thing plugged in, I don't know how long we've been going for.
49 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
How much do you think you're going to have to edit that out?
I don't know, man. Mixer has been acting up, so a lot. I'm just going to cut you out and just have me respond to nothing.
That works.
Oh, boy. Fucking lacto cooler.
It's got my brain. I'd say, how's that feeling for you?
Not good. Not good since we had a fucking 2.5 hour gym session today or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was a little bit long in the gym today.
Hey, let's see how many reps we could do on the fucking deadlifts.
Oh, my God. By 15, I was feeling it. That was rough. Like,
that wasn't good. I did, like, 22, and I was like, ugh, I feel sick. I wasn't even doing back exercises. I was doing legs.
That's probably why you felt so bad.
Yeah, so let's drink on top of that. That's good, a fucking idea. Ooh. Let's drink some of this. Sponsor of the show, Tullamore Dew Irish Triple Distilled Whiskey.
That'd be nice to have a sponsor.
I tried to get a whiskey sponsor once, and they were supposed to send me free bottles, and they never did. And I didn't want to follow up because I don't like to sound like I'm begging, you know. But fucking asshole.
You know what you're gonna have to do? You're gonna have to take a picture of like all the empty beer cans and stuff we have sitting here on the table for part of the promotion of this episode.
Yeah, we could do that. Fucking. You know what we haven't done in a long time, Spencer?
Oh, my.
We haven't. This probably been years. I'm going to mute you for this so we don't have any popping. So, if you're a long time listener, you'll remember an old bit that we used to do. It was a good bit. I actually made a purchase to get a prop for the bit, even though we're not a video podcast, just to have it so we know it's real. And, I don't remember how the bit goes. I'm rambling.
it sucks. You randomly talk about stuff and there's just no surge.
Yeah, that's right. I randomly talk about stuff and I blurt out the name of a soft drink that has. So it just reminds me of like if we ever did a Comic-Con event in New York It'd be like you're walking down the streets of Manhattan, and all of a sudden you see a bright neon sign that says, "Sir, have you ever wanted to punch Rick Moranis right in the fucking face? Sir, get a can and drink it until you piss blood."
I miss those so much.
I think we were the only ones who liked those. Nobody ever commented on the Surge bits.
Well, because you'd randomly throw it in there. It could be at the beginning, middle of an end of an episode. You just go on a tangent and then just be like, Surge!
I don't know if I did it right. It's been so long, I don't remember exactly how the bit went, but I knew I would say something ridiculous, and then it would end with Surge. The shitty pop, soda pop drink from the late 90s.
We're just not Surge. It's Surge! Surge!
Oh. You ever want to pie Sarah Silverman in the face with a dirty
diaper?
Surge. Surge, fucking, it was like a laser sound.
Yeah,
if you're listening to the episode, I will include the laser sound into that Surge bit, so it'll be there. You'll know what I'm talking about. Surge.
Surge.
I wonder what would happen if we drank this can of Surge that's sitting here, though.
Well, that's like a couple years old, like.
It's definitely a couple years old. When did it expire? June? Ooh, that can't be right.
What does it say?
This can of Surge expired, and this was the new when they brought them back out. So June 21st, 2021.
Ooh.
It's 3 years out of date.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's like some sauce in there.
Surge.
So I guess we could end on that Surge note.
Surge.
Surge has made a carbonated water high for. Do they still sell Surge?
You know, after they brought it back after that main thing, I haven't seen it. So, like, listed there in some other stores, but I haven't seen them anywhere.
It has yellow 5, yellow 6, two kinds of yellow, carabean gum, and blue 1. So it's just got colors listed.
That's never a good sign.
Nah. No, it's not. I kind of want to crack it over and get drunk off of Surge.
Formaldehyde Surge.
68 milligrams of caffeine. That's not that bad for a Surge.
But I wonder what the old Surge was.
Old Surge? I think it was just meth. Liquid meth.
Remember back in the day they had like the sugar that was just like looked in like the vials that you'd get blood drawn into? And it was just packed of like different colored sugar. You don't remember those?
What the fuck are you talking about? We thank you for listening to the 100th episode of Drunken Penwriting's Drunken Bullshit. Is that right? Probably.
Sounds about right.
If you want to follow us at Drunken Penwriting, no, that ain't right. At DPW Podcast, we are on X.
Twitter. X gonna give it to you.
AKA Twitter. We are on Instagram and Facebook at DPW Podcast. That's the name. CalebJamesK.com. That's my author site. I haven't published too many stories lately, but I do have my publication history if you want to read some of my work. And I am putting more. We talked about this in maybe last episode, a couple episodes ago. I want to put Diabolic Press on there, but I don't know what to link it to since it's not for sale.
Yeah, because like we were saying, I've been looking for it because like I want to get a copy of it myself. Like, you know what I mean?
So
you let me look at your copy, but I want my own copy.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that, but I do have Strange Days for Spring's coming out soon, so I will put a link on to that, and then also for Spring, they just say Spring. I'm assuming by the end of May these are coming out. I also have The Siren's Call, my story in that, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's your newest one, right?
Yeah, that's actually a good one, unlike the one I'm writing for whatever fuck anthology we're doing.
Come on, man. Wait until after we get rejected before you fucking badmouth it.
You read it. It's garbage. Garbage. And then you can follow Spencer's OnlyFans. I guess subscribe to it. Pay him money to watch. What are you doing?
I don't even remember, bro.
Liverpool.
Liquid. Something.
the Liverpool Lad Liquid Lover. So liquid from lads from Liverpool. It's too much.
Doesn't sound right.
How about just I don't want to say it. Can I say it anyway? How about you're just the Connecticut? I can't
say the Grimes. If you can't say it, that really has me worried.
Spencer of the Connecticut Cum Connoisseur Church.
Oh.
Ew.
I'm a connoisseur? That means I've had a lot of interaction.
You're a master of it. So thank you for listening. See you later. I'm going
to... Here's to another 100 drunken episodes. DBS episodes.
We may have to do this every episode.
If this is the new thing, I don't know if I'm ready to become an alcoholic, but...
Fuck the gym. I'll just get drunk every day.
Woo!
Woo!
Bryce, what are you doing?
Trying to, you know, game.
What?
This game is really hard.
Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Dude, you're supposed to be playing the game for next week's episode of Arcade Bookshop.
I mean... I will. I'm really close to beating this.
Right. And what about the book?
Huh?
We're supposed to finish a book for the podcast, too?
Oh, yeah. I finished that last week. Yes!
Oh, did you finally beat it?
Uh-huh. The first level.
Oh, boy.
You can listen to new episodes of Arcade Bookshop every other Monday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your pods. You'll always find us with a controller in one hand and a book in the other.
Hey Caleb, you wanted to see me?
Ah, Spencer, my good fellow. I've been expecting you.
Yeah, so did you want something or...
Want? Goodness no. Require.
Require?
Yes. I require your services for the briefest of moments.
Okay.
Surely you can see the predicament I'm in.
Well, actually, no, I can't. I lost my glasses at the pub last night.
A pub, you say? Surely you can't be serious.
As serious as a fart during a recto exam. And stop calling me Shirley.
Rightio. Anyway, if your spectacles were affixed upon your face, you'd see that I, the host of the most prodigious writing and books podcast in the business, has been immobilized by a rather substantial stack of fallen folios.
What?
My to-read pile finally fell on me while I was taking a nap.
But you're on a podcast table.
I hardly see how that matters.
And you're naked!
I hardly see how that matters.
Dude, your hairy ass is touching my drink coaster.
I hardly see how that matters.
It matters to me!
Can you just unbury me?
No way! Your reckless reading got you into this mess.
Blockhead! Wait! Don't go! There's a copy of War and Peace wedged in my taint! Spencer! Can you at least leave me a bottle of whiskey? Hello? Can't get enough drunken nonsense? Listen to new episodes of the Drunken Pen Writing Podcast every Tuesday wherever you get your pods.